KGO, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. It's 1 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. She won't be speaker in the next Congress, but Nancy Pelosi plans to stay and fight. The Democratic leader says she wants to remain leader, but this time around, it's not a done deal.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi could have competition in her bid to remain leader of the Democrats in the House. Several conservative Democratic House members had urged her to step aside, and at least one, Heath Shuler of North Carolina, had said that he might run against her. The move also sets off a scramble among three other Democratic leaders for the remaining two top jobs.
ABC's Vic Ratner in Washington. He was on the air last night.
Good evening from New York. This is Thursday, November 4th, 733 days until the 2012 presidential election.
But it won't be tonight. MSNBC has suspended primetime host Keith Olbermann indefinitely for donating to Democratic political candidates, some of whom had appeared on his show. In Los Angeles, it's sentencing day for a Bay Area transit officer from Oakland who shot and killed an unarmed black man. Crowds are standing by. Some think there will be violence, like there was when the officer was convicted of involuntary manslaughter.
The shooting, which was caught on cell phone video, has made race relations tense in Oakland. Officer Johannes Messerly claims he mistakenly pulled out his gun when he meant to fire his taser. When he was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter, violence broke out in Oakland. Now police are on heightened alert again. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A group of gay Republicans is asking the Supreme Court to overrule a lower court decision and once again bar the implementation of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. The Log Cabin Republicans say the policy is unfair and unconstitutional. 3 days after the election, Illinois Republican Bill Brady has conceded to incumbent Pat Quinn in the Illinois governor's race. Checking the markets just before the close, the Dow is up 11 points and the NASDAQ is up 1 point. You're listening to ABC News.
Right now at the Home Depot, trade in a string of old Christmas lights, working or not, and get $3 off a brand new string of LED Christmas lights. Choose from a wide selection and keep them on longer without having your electric bill be any higher. We're lowering the cost of keeping Christmas on with $3 off LED holiday lights. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid in U.S. only through November 14th while supplies last. Limit 5 per person. See store for details.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
The group immediately suspected in the foiled cargo bomb plot is now claimed credit.
In a statement posted online, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula took credit for the bombs fashioned from desktop printers found in UPS and FedEx parcels addressed to locations in Chicago. The group threatens to continue to direct our attacks on the American interests, and hints it would target civilian and cargo planes. In the same statement, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula also claims to have planted explosives in a UPS plane that crashed in Dubai in September. There was no evidence of an explosion on that flight, but investigators say they may never know what caused the fire that brought the plane down. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Space Shuttle Discovery won't be taking off on its final mission until November 30th at the earliest. NASA's Mike Moses says they want to take a good long look at the hydrogen gas leak that caused today's liftoff to be scrapped.
We want to make sure we're going to go fix this and understand why it's leaking in the first place so that we can help ensure that it won't happen anymore.
Talk about a mix-up. A phone operator listening at a NASA facility outside Cleveland today heard about a gunman inside, but she didn't hear the words, "This is only a test," during the disaster drill. ABC's Paul Kiska says it caused all sorts of problems.
All the person heard was, "We have a man with a gun in the building," and the person took the necessary steps at that point, thinking it was a true emergency, contacting all of the authorities, dialing 911, and that created a huge show of force of local police, the county sheriff's department, and federal agents.
Everyone's fine. This is ABC News.
With Ally Bank's 24/7 live customer care, you can speak with a real person, not a machine, anytime you want. So if you need to know the latest and greatest interest rate at 1 p.m. or check your account balance at 4 a.m., it's no problem. Just press zero, and you'll be connected to a knowledgeable customer care associate who will help answer your questions. Plus, we post our wait times right on our website, so not a moment of your time is wasted. Now, when it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that?
To learn more, visit allybank.com or call us anytime at 877-247-2559. Member FDIC.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Brecher, and this is what's happening around the Bay Area. We have a sentence for Johannes Messerly. He was convicted of involuntary manslaughter with a gun enhancement. The word we're getting from Los Angeles, according to ABC 7, is that the gun enhancement has been thrown out by the judge and that Messerly has been sentenced to the minimum for involuntary manslaughter, which is 2 years in jail with credit for time served. Johannes Messerly will serve 2 years in prison, actually, with credit for time served, which is less than a year time served. Messerly himself had addressed the court today, saying he would go to prison if it would keep his family safe. The family of the man he killed was asking for the maximum sentence, would have been a total of 14 years. The judge read some of the 1,000 letters he got on the case, most of them asking for the maximum sentence. But Johannes Messerly now has his gun enhancement thrown out. His sentence for involuntary manslaughter is the minimum, 2 years in prison, with credit for time served. So according to this, he would do just over another year in prison. We'll be bringing you the updates and more information about... Stand by. We're getting more information about this sentencing. We're in contact with John Burris, who has been advising the Grant family. And I think we have him live on KGO right now. John Burris, do we have you?
You have me.
All right. Answer one question for me. Will there be any sort of new trial for Johannes Messerly?
Well, we don't really control that issue. That's something that has to be done by the district attorney's office. Needless to say, the family is quite upset and disturbed with the verdict itself. They're pretty shocked by it. They, I'm sure, understand the consequences of it, and that it may be, it won't be a new trial at best. It would be an appeal, and only the district attorney's office can appeal. The judge's decision at the end basically said that the issue that he wanted to grant a new trial on, he has now made a decision that there wasn't insufficient evidence to support it. So now those matters will not be subject to a new trial.
And tell me more about the Grant family and what they're thinking now.
Well, they just got the verdict. They're stunned. And I'm with them now, and they're trying to make sense and assess it. Obviously, they're extremely disappointed. It was quite an emotional hearing today. Family members get a chance to talk, and Mr. Messerly talked. And the judge made a decision in ways that was very unsatisfying for the family.
A lot of times we think of sentencing as the closure of a case, but it doesn't sound like we're getting that today.
Well, we're certainly not going to get the closure on the emotional side of it. This is a very highly high-charged emotion case, and the family is quite upset, as they should be. We still have a civil case that is going forward, and, you know, as the lawyer for the family, I have to advise them as to what the proper course is.
Now, there are a lot of people in Oakland who might be getting so upset that they take to the streets about this sentencing today. What would you or the family advise them?
Well, certainly me. I would advise individuals if they want to protest the verdict, they should, but in a peaceful, orderly way. I do not and would not encourage anyone to become violent or destructive. That does not solve any problems, and certainly you don't want that to happen in your own city. So for me, on behalf of the family, as me as a lawyer who lives in Oakland, I want people to protest in an orderly, civilized manner, consistent with their First Amendment rights. But, of course, I don't want any riotous, destructive behavior.
What does the family plan to do now? Will they be in Oakland tonight?
Well, yeah, we ultimately have to come home. They will come home this evening. And, you know, we had not ruled out the whole issue with the Justice Department as well. I did write a letter to the Justice Department, and they didn't indicate that they would take a look at this after the verdict was in. So I'll probably follow up on that.
We had heard, I think it was Cephas Johnson yesterday, talking about Johannes Messerly's history with African Americans, that he has a history of conflict with them. Was that, I know that was not allowed at trial, was it allowed to be brought up in the sentencing at all?
No, there was no mention of his prior history with African Americans in the hearing here.
Doesn't it seem like that might be relevant?
Well, Well, it depends on how that evidence is gathered. You know, a lot of evidence that we get as lawyers, we get that it's confidential and comes through a protective order. And I don't know what the district attorney's office had and what they were able to use and not use. Certainly evidence of one's prior history can be relevant, particularly if they make an allegation that they are a benevolent type person. But whether they have that kind of evidence that contradicts that, I don't know.
So what part of this case do you believe will be appealed or might be appealed?
You probably have to ask the district attorneys about that. I mean, I don't know what they plan to appeal, if they are or not. I'm really not in a position to make a statement about that.
All right. We've heard people saying there will be a new trial on the gun enhancement. Is that even possible?
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
All right.
You don't try cases just on a gun enhancement. That's not going to happen. Okay.
All right. John Burris, a legal advisor to Oscar Grant's family, commenting on the sentencing for Johannes Messerly. Messerly given a sentence of 2 years in prison with credit for time served. He has already served just under 1 year in prison. The gun enhancement, which was part of his conviction, was thrown out by the court today. Now, there may be some sort of an appeal about this sentencing, but there will be no new trial, apparently, for Johannes Messerly. This is KGO Radio News. We're following this story from the Bay Area's point of view and also in Los Angeles itself. We will keep you posted throughout the afternoon about how people react to the sentencing of Johannes Messerly. This is KGO Radio News.
In 1898, a year before it launched aspirin. Okay? And, of course, whenever there's something going on in the news, the supplement makers come out of the woodwork and have to sell you something. I love these. A whole bunch of these supplements now coming out to help you through the deep and grave difficulties of coping with daylight savings time. Now, I'm willing to admit, and we did this a couple of weeks ago, that there is a movement in Europe especially, to ban this whole thing going back and forth, that there are advantages to leaving the clock alone and going with the cycles, and that more people might exercise, there'd be an energy savings, it goes on and on and on. Anyway, so here's a blend of vitamins and amino acids and ginseng that are geared to help you. I mean, are you really having trouble with a one-hour change? Have we become such wimps that the biggest news we can come up with is how difficult it is for all of us to get through the horrors of moving a clock back. All right, you're seeing this all over, I presume. This is old news here. Vitamin E linked to an increased risk of strokes. Yep, big international study. There's some fine points that are interesting. British Medical Journal study. There's an extra hemorrhagic stroke in every, one case. In every, 1,000 people or so take vitamin E. This is a French, German, United States study. 9 trials, 119,000 people. We don't know what level vitamin E becomes harmful, but there's been other studies to find vitamin E may be harmful to your heart also, which is originally how it came on the market, right? Vitamin E increased the risk of hemorrhagic stroke by 22%, but it might have decreased the risk of ischemic stroke by 10%. Ischemic stroke accounts for 70% of all cases and happens when a blood clot prevents blood from reaching the brain. They warn that keeping a healthy lifestyle, maintaining low blood pressure and low cholesterol, far bigger effect on cutting the risk of ischemic stroke than the best numbers on vitamin E. Given the relatively small risk reduction of ischemic stroke and the generally more severe outcomes of hemorrhagic stroke, you see, which is what vitamin E increased, you get a hemorrhagic stroke, you're more likely to be severely impaired. Indiscriminate use of vitamin E should be cautioned against. Is that hedgy language or what? Until there's better evidence out there, I'm cautioning you against taking any multiple vitamins. The evidence is miserable. I'm so sorry. I wish it were otherwise. It'd be a Dinadel vitamin out there. I'm not afraid of making some money, right? Previous studies have suggested taking vitamin E can protect the heart from coronary heart disease, but some recent ones have found vitamin also increases the risk of death. So you figure it out. Well, you know, we think we're going to peak obesity. Now, I'm not talking overweight. Obesity at 34% of the U.S. population. Here's a group of researchers say, no, they've got new data here that we will keep growing fatter and we will reach cruising altitude as 42% of the nation will be obese. And this is a group that did this research that finds that one of the most important things that happens here is if you have an obese friend, you are way more likely to become obese yourself. And we don't know why that is. Your chances of becoming obese, if your friend becomes obese, increases by more than half. This is a very important phenomenon that's driving the obesity epidemic, which is going to climb steadily. And it won't peak for about another 30 years or so, because you've got a lot of young people. And they've got to get fat to become part of the data. The Dutch, always coming up with interesting twists on things. There's a smoking ban in Holland, in bars, in lounges, in restaurants, etc. They did that back in 2008, except certain kinds of coffee shops. As you know, you can smoke something else. The law's been openly ignored. And they've changed the law. Now, do you think this is fair and interesting? I do. They will allow smoking in a small, owner-operated pub or bar, less than 753 square feet in size, which has no other staff. So, you know, the small pubs, which may suffer, because some of the owners of these complained, is a place where smokers can go. I don't know. It's small. It's a place you wouldn't want to go normally. And they will not enforce fines imposed on small pub owners, and the law will now be amended. And this will affect maybe a couple thousand small bars across the country. But it stays in effect in the larger venues. You know, this thing you're hearing today that we can help smokers, lung cancer, by screening them with CT scans, spiral CT scans. It reduced deaths among smokers 20% because formerly the chest x-ray didn't seem to help because by the time the cancer got large enough to show up on it, it was too late. What's interesting here, there's a woman who published this in the New England Journal of Medicine. Her own study involved 31,000 people in 2006, and she came to the same conclusion. But a lot of cancer experts rejected her conclusion. They pointed to the risk of false positives, meaning suspicious-looking images would turn out not to be cancer, and that some lung tumors might be removed that would never have killed the patient. And also it emerged that the tobacco companies help pay for the research. How many times have you heard me say to you, just because there seems to be a conflict doesn't mean the research is bad? When you're a big corporation, you pay for research. You're supposed to take a hands-off attitude. And a good researcher says, okay, you're going to pay for the research, but I'm going to do the research and come up with any conclusion I want to. Is that fair? Yes, I'm right here. So the fact that tobacco companies paid for this, implying that they wanted to give smokers an excuse to keep on smoking if the doctor could find that CT scans could pick up cancer earlier and save your life, people rejected it. And it turned out she was right. This new study, indeed, 53,000 people at screening smokers and ex-smokers for lung cancer can save lives. And this was sponsored by the National Cancer Institute and did it very carefully. Not to encourage you. This just makes me twist. This gives me a really creepy feeling. And this is an alternative medicine website. I've been told it's a popular one. And the headline is they're making fun of Michael Douglas because he doesn't look as good as Suzanne Saunders. And the logical conclusion of this person, Summers, I'm sorry. I know. Who looks healthier after cancer? She or Michael Douglas? And it says, it's difficult to look at recent pictures of Michael Douglas and not come to the conclusion that he's dying or he's been killed by the cancer industry, just like other victims. And he gives off in a, you know, this diatribe, anti-medicine diatribe, and talks how wonderful she looks, as if it's comparable. In other words, different kinds of cancer, different people, different situations. So illogic. I have never seen anything this person has written that I've agreed with or coming even close. It's like way, way off the edge. And it's just mean-spirited. You know, Michael Douglas has surrendered his health to a team of poison pushers. Poison pushers called oncologists. As with all chemo patients, he has brain damage and heart damage. Goes on and on. And the photos tell the real story. She looks a whole lot healthier. And that's from that you draw a logical conclusion. This is a quality of brain power that you see in the field. And the mean-spirited approach to it. Ew, creepy, right? Okay, hey, something I know a lot of you imbibe in your life, especially last week. Maybe most of you consumed this particular substance, and now researchers think it may account for the rise of civilization, no less. All right, I'm Dr. Dina Dell. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new healthcare law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberen. Amberen is the incredibly effective, all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberen free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to tryamberen.com. That's tryamberen.com. Or call 1-800-706-8022. 1-800-706-8022. That's 1-800-706-8022.
To win a fight, you need a good 1-2 punch. Especially if it's the fight of your life and cancer is the opponent. That's the idea behind the Cancer Center at El Camino Hospital. Our program delivers a powerful 1-2 punch designed to knock out cancer. The first punch is hard-hitting, aggressive medicine. Today's latest treatments delivered by experts as relentless as cancer itself. Our world-class specialists collaborate on a personalized approach to take the disease down. If surgery is the answer, we offer leading-edge techniques like minimally invasive robotic and radio surgeries. The second punch is more of a caress, but it's equally powerful. It's the caring, convenient services we provide to help patients and families cope with the disease and the treatment. If cancer hits your family, fight back with the champions at El Camino Hospital. For a physician referral or second opinion, call 1-800-216-5556. That's 1-800-216-5556.
How do you want to feel today? Call 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. And be well with Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. Remember, you can call that number 24 hours a day. Leave your question on the machine. We'll play it back on Doctor on Call. It's time for Doc on Call from Truensburg, New York.
Hi, Dr. Dina Dow. I was just wondering about all of the new evidence that's come out with vitamins. I was thinking, you know, all these people that are against giving their kids vaccines, and yet they're pumping vitamins into their bodies regularly. Could there be a link with autism and a mother's consuming mega vitamins? Thanks.
Not a theory I've heard, but it's a reasonable, and a good researcher would look at all the possibilities. And it is funny, isn't it? It is the strangest thing, what people accept. They believe that vaccines are bad for their children, right? You see, you get the logic of that, but completely ignore the evidence for everything else. For everything else, I don't understand the world in that sense. Autism is turning out to be pretty much a genetic condition, which may, part of the genetics of it may be an increased sensitivity to something in the environment. But every study that continues to come out just finds it just seems to run in families and have associations at least with stuff that happens prenatally. See, vaccines aren't given to the pregnant mother. They're given to a baby after it's born. So if a baby is born with autism, what could vaccines have to do with it? And yet, you know, they're promulgating that research and getting the message to people is a lot harder than, you know, one television talk show, which sets you back years and years and years. So I'm trying to consider your theory with all the negative news continuing to come out about vitamins that... maybe there is something. Maybe there's something. It would certainly fit with an increase in autism in Western civilized countries with more money where people can go out and buy these things, where other countries where, you know, forget vitamins, food is the most important thing women try to find. I don't know. It's interesting. Interesting. Let's talk to Alex in Washington. How you doing, Alex?
How you doing? I just had a question. I'm 22 years old, 6'3", and every time I'm working low to the ground, like squatting down, doing painting or anything, when I go to stand back up, I get really lightheaded and my vision starts to get distorted, like colorblind almost. And I was wondering if that had a relation to the forced circulation in my feet as far as diabetes goes.
You're not diabetic, though, are you?
No.
Yeah. No, as a matter of fact, it'd probably be, if anything, the opposite. What happens when you do that, and it can be entirely normal, which I would assume. You're young, you're healthy, you have no other symptoms. When you stand up suddenly, and you can make a case that a 6'3", you know, you're gaining some altitude, my friend. You know, someone who's 5'5", their head is only 5 feet 5 inches off the ground. Your head is a bunch more inches, which means your heart has to come up with a little higher head of pressure to get the blood up there. In that little switch... when you're down, kneeling down, the physical dynamics of pumping blood, it's easier for the heart. And all of a sudden you stand up, and you've also been squeezing. When you stand up, you squeeze the venous supply in your chest that comes back to your heart. So you make it even a little harder. You get a temporary loss of blood pressure to your brain. Your vision would often, if you look real carefully, you'll probably notice that your vision starts to get darker and change from the outside in. That's because the little blood vessels in your retina, as they go way, way out to the edges of the retina, they suffer the most, where the central retina has a little more blood supply to fall back on, so you'll see a closing in of darkness until it gets like a knot hole. You shouldn't pass out. You shouldn't completely lose your vision. You should recover quickly. If you don't recover quickly, then you might want to see a doctor, take your pulses to make sure everything is hunky-dory. There are people who have this as a syndrome, and it's very, very often and common, and every time they get up, they don't have to be like working down on the floor or really low to the ground, and every time they get up out of a chair. So if that's happening every time you get up out of a chair to dinner table and stuff like that, then I'd want you to make an appointment, you know, right now. But if it's, you know, depends on the frequency. If it's happening kind of like every time. Now, listen, what you can do is, you know, you're going to stand up quickly and you're squatting down like that. Take a second. Get yourself upright in a position. Get into a medium position. You know, lift yourself up if you're bent over on your knees or something like that. And come up slowly. One thing you can do is raise your arms up over your head, or you can tense the muscles in your thighs and legs and your abdomen really tight That's what jet pilots do to prevent passing out, and that can help you. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the rise of civilization, something you've all imbibed, may be involved. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Johannes Messerli has been sentenced to 2 years in prison for involuntary manslaughter in the death of Oscar Grant. Messerli will get credit for time served, which is less than a year. The gun enhancement that was part of the jury's verdict was thrown out by the judge. Messerli was a BART police officer handling a fight among passengers when he shot Grant in the back on New Year's Day, 2009. Messerli said he intended to fire his taser, but fired his gun by mistake. Joining us on the KGO Live Line to help us understand the sentence is KGO legal analyst Royal Oaks. Welcome back to KGO, Royal.
Thank you.
Did the judge say anything to explain his sentence?
He did. He said he was troubled by the gun enhancement charge. And you'll recall that manslaughter had 2, 3, or 4 years. The gun enhancement had 3, 4, or 10 years. He was troubled by the fact that the jury's verdict was seemingly inconsistent. On the one hand, with the involuntary manslaughter charge, they rejected murder and apparently said he didn't really intend to kill Oscar Grant. On the other hand, he said that when they voted guilty on the gun enhancement, that suggested he did intend to use a gun. End of the day, as you reported, he tossed out the charge on the gun enhancement. That left him with just manslaughter, 2 years at the low end, and with time served, he'll serve some additional time. But certainly this is not a happy day for people who wanted him to get the maximum of 14 years in prison.
Did the judge say why he decided against probation?
He decided that because this was a manslaughter charge, a very serious charge, that in fact, it was appropriate to go with the low end. You don't go with probation automatically just because it's a first offense, as it was in Messerli's case. In many cases, judges will opt for the low end of the term, and that's what he chose, 2 years. But again, the rule in California is if you get a 2-year prison sentence, you only have to serve half of it, and he served almost all of that already, so he'll serve minimal additional time behind bars.
Is there anything left in this case to be appealed?
Well, everything really can be appealed. The prosecution has a right to say the judge got it wrong. I want that gun enhancement charge back in. The defense has a right to appeal any or all of the decision of the judge today or the jury verdict. It may be, however, that Messerli and his lawyers, when they sit back and reflect on it, may feel that this isn't such a terrible deal for them, so they might not want to pursue the appeal and just let it ride. The DA, on the other hand, might pick it up the ladder.
Now, the judge did seem almost a little frustrated by all the letters he was getting from the public. Was that your impression?
Absolutely. He commented on the fact that a lot of people wrote in a very emotional vein, but of course they didn't sit through the trial the way he did and the jurors and the witnesses. He said that he did the best he could. He clearly was frustrated by the whole episode, but the bottom line is, after many months of mulling over these post-trial motions and then hearing victim impact statements today, hearing from Messerli, who spoke very cheerfully while shackled and standing in his orange jumpsuit, the decision was the 2-year sentence for involuntary manslaughter. Meantime, here at the Criminal Courts Building, a venerable old building where the O.J. Simpson trial was held and the Phil Spector trials, you've got dozens of people holding placards listening to Oscar Grant's family talk as we speak.
Now, as we've said, the sentence is 2 years, credit for time served. Now, does that mean he served at least 4.5 months, right?
So exactly. He was taken into custody right after the July conviction, yes.
So if he only has to serve half his sentence, he could be out in, what, 7 months? 6, 7 months?
You know, there's actually some ambiguity. Somebody has mentioned that he's getting credit for 292 days, which would suggest that if he only has to serve a year, he's only got about 70 days to serve. But people are scratching their heads wondering how is it that he gets time served to 292. So that's something we have to sort out with the public information officer for the court. But the bottom line is that it's not going to be an extensive stay, however you compute the days, beyond now for him to stay behind bars.
Do we know where he will serve?
We don't. It's up to the judge to make that assignment. The judge could decide what facility to send him to, but we have no word yet as to where Messerli might go. Wherever he goes, of course, it's likely he's going to be facing threats, and as a result, he may essentially be in solitary confinement for his own protection.
We've been talking with KGO legal analyst Royal Oaks about today's sentencing for Johannes Messerli. The sentence is 2 years in prison for involuntary manslaughter with credit for time served. the gun enhancement that was part of the jury's verdict was thrown out by the judge. You've been listening to KGO Radio News. We'll be following the verdict, the sentencing, and the reaction to it all afternoon on KGO. We have, as you've heard, reporters stationed in Los Angeles, also in Oakland. So any part of this story that happens today, you'll hear it on KGO. This is KGO Radio News. We now take you back to Dr. Dean Adell in progress.
This is Gene Burns. For years, you've heard me talking about Just Remnants. Just Remnants, the stores that sell designer quality flooring at discount warehouse prices. You've heard me talking about savings of up to 70% on carpet, hardwood, laminates, or vinyl. And you've heard me talking about informed decisions. Well, informed decisions are the way Rick and Fred at Just Remnants do business. Their website at justremnants.com has everything you'd want to know about floor coverings. How floor coverings are made, how they're installed, how they're maintained. You'll learn all about various applications and Just Remnants services, too. It's all there. See for yourself at justremnants.com. That's justremnants.com. Then, the next time you need floor coverings of any kind, stop by 900 Anderson Drive next to Tap Plastics in San Rafael or 950 Piner Road in front of Harbor Freight, Santa Rosa. You'll be glad you did. Tell them Gene Burns sent you.
Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to enjoy life without that almost constant pain.
Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy? Call 1-800-NEW-HELP. The board-certified medical professionals at 1-800-NEW-HELP have a remarkable FDA and Medicare-approved device that treats foot pain associated with diabetic neuropathy without drugs or side effects. It's been hugely successful elsewhere, but almost unavailable on the West Coast until now. Call 1-800-NEW-HELP or go to 1-800-NEW-HELP.com. And with a doctor's recommendation, your insurance may cover the entire cost. The 1-800-NEW-HELP device sends tiny electronic impulses to your legs and feet to help open unresponsive nerve pathways, resulting in possible permanent relief of pain and numbness. Call 1-800-NEW-HELP. Try it for 30 days, and if you don't experience noticeable pain relief, return it with no obligations. For Medicare and FDA-approved chronic foot pain relief, visit 1-800-NEW-HELP.com or call 1-800-NEW-HELP. That's 1-800-639-4357.
Hey, honey, should we use our points from Chase Sapphire for a shopping trip or a getaway?
How about shopping for our getaway?
Presenting Chase Sapphire, the complete rewards card with points you can use for just about anything.
You know, I've always wanted to go to Hawaii.
I'd love to go to Vegas.
Let's meet in the middle in Palm Springs.
Use your points to book travel with no restrictions or blackout dates. Any flight, any hotel, anytime. Not planning travel? Use your points to get millions of merchandise reward options.
I'm going to pick up a new golf bag with my points.
You might want to pick up some lessons to go with it.
I can golf.
To apply today, call 877-79-RADIO or go to chasesapphire.com/radio4. Get unlimited points that never expire and 10,000 points after first use. Where other rewards cards make promises, we deliver.
With so many things to do with our points, I can't decide.
Just leave it to me.
Okay.
Call 877-79-RADIO or go to chasesapphire.com/radio4. Chase Sapphire. Chase what matters. Credit cards issued by Chase Bank USA NA and are subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply. See chasesapphire.com/radio for pricing and rewards detail.
Where have all the nickels gone? Their disappearance was first noted at the corner stores. Then the local banks took a hit. Now even national branches are struggling to keep up with the freakish demand. Where are they?
They're at the BevMo 5-cent wine sale, but time's running out. Club Bev members buy one wine, get the second for just 5 cents. Choose from over 200 wines, like Ghost Pine Chardonnay, Irony Pinot Noir, and Lockwood Cabernet.
Hurry, sale ends Monday. Save Mo at BevMo.
Hornblower Cruises and Events has expert event planners who make any corporate event a piece of cake. There's nothing like the views from a Hornblower yacht. You have lots of options. Private yachts, private decks, and private tables. Call 888-HORNBLOWER for more information or visit hornblower.com.
Can say it. Here's what I'm assuming, and if I'm wrong, we'll know in a second. Very often, people come up with the idea that doctors are often looking for business, and that why not come up with a name, advertise it, and then when you call into the 1-800 number, they will refer you to a doctor in your area who has signed up. So I'm assuming these are urologists, hopefully, who are looking, to perk up their practices. They join up with the Boston Medical Group, and they get the referrals, and they probably pay a fee back to the Boston Medical Group. To my knowledge, there's nothing they do that is magical or unique or different than you can get from any urologist out there. So I'm not assuming they're doing anything that's wrong or fraudulent or doesn't work. There are only certain standard things you can do for men with erectile dysfunction. Well, there's a lot of them, actually, and it's why I always deplore when men have a problem and they don't, you know, they don't talk to a doctor about it. I, by the way, wonder the thinking of an actor. I don't know whether to admire it or not. You've either got to be really, really desperate, you know, to do a commercial for something like this, admitting your loss of manhood, or you've got to be very open-minded and mellow about it and not uptight. And I don't know which way I fall on this. So I am assuming, I don't assume, by the way, there's anything magical you can't get anywhere. I do, part of me, like the idea sometimes of specialty clinics. I find often, well, they split. Sometimes they go off the deep end and they are not doing you a service. And sometimes they are, because there are urologists who just don't do a lot of ED work. They want to concentrate on other things. It's like orthopedists who don't like working with backaches. They like to concentrate on other things. So there's a part of me that when I hear these specialty clinics, and I've heard them from anything, from everything from ED to hemorrhoids, I think sometimes they can provide a service and provide a good service. I do not know about this particular group, but I wouldn't see any reason why, I don't see any reason at this particular, and I think you have the same, you know, the same instinct, why I would go there over, say, you know, seeing a urologist who is willing to, who does this kind of stuff. So anybody's been there and knows the ropes, I assume they offer all the pills. They probably offer the inserts. They probably offer the injection, the kit, the pumps, and the whole deal to solve your problem. All right. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255, or TALK.
This is a special announcement to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 175,000 miles, with a vehicle service contract about to expire, or no automobile breakdown coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy and major car companies filing for bankruptcy, Automobile Coverage of America has announced a revolutionary low-cost coverage plan that is now available to the general public to save consumers thousands on auto repairs. Drivers with less than 175,000 miles will not have to pay for a covered vehicle repair bill again out of their own pocket. Now the repair bill is paid directly for you. This is the automobile breakdown coverage that is sweeping across the nation. That's a fraction of the cost that some dealerships are charging. Drivers who activate this coverage will also receive roadside assistance, towing, and car rental at no additional cost. Call today for a free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. Number to call is 800-585-1430. 800-585-1430. Again, that's 800-585-1430.
Dave Ross for the Duck's Bed. A few years ago, my wife and I decided to spend whatever it took to get the best bed we could find. And I admit, even though I'd heard about the Duck's Bed, we went to a department store and spent almost $5,000 on the best they had. And it was terrible. But I figured it couldn't be the bed's fault. It must be us. Maybe the price was keeping me awake. And that's when the Duck's people said, try our bed. The first night, I realized why the Duck's is the bed your back has been aching for. I could almost hear my back saying, thank you. What took you so long? And now, the price won't keep you up either. Because for a limited time, when you upgrade from your old bed, Ducks is ready with a credit of up to $2,500. My guess is you'll sleep in a duck sooner or later, so do your back a favor. Make it sooner. Because while the Ducks bed is for a lifetime, saving up to $2,500 is only for a limited time. At Ducksiana stores in San Francisco, San Rafael, Walnut Creek, and Palo Alto, visit Ducks.com. That's DUX.com or call 800-595-2000.
Diaper bag, check. Bouncy seat, check. Stroller, car seat, bottles, butt wipes, and binky, check, check, and double check. Why it takes 30 pounds of equipment to transport one 12-pound baby, we'll never know. So at Kaiser Permanente, we put everything for baby and you in one place. Everything you need, from obstetricians and lactation coaches to nutritionists and pediatricians. A whole care team of specialists assembled to keep your baby and you in top running order, not running around. And you can even go online with My Health Manager to schedule routine appointments, check most lab results, and exchange emails with your Kaiser Permanente doctor's office. Imagine having a conversation with your pediatrician without having to fold or unfold that stroller. Convenient? Check. Efficient? Check. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Learn more at kp.org/thrive.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. All right, time for the Outpatient Inbox. Heather?
Written to AskDrDean@live.com. I think I've gotten this feeling a few times in my life. This fellow writes, I feel my IQ has dropped from 135 to 105. It's frustrating and demoralizing. I've read about students using Adderall to improve their focus, concentration, and memory. Would that help me to feel productive again, and is it safe to use?
Well, he's mixing up productive and IQ, and I don't know. I mean, he had an IQ test two times, and it went from 135 to 105. I would think that most likely explanation is the nature of the IQ test. Now, I remember as a kid in junior high school, and I had terrible time in school. Most of you know that. I've told you the stories. You know, F's in everything, including your personality, initiative, cooperation, dependability, blah, blah, blah. F's, red circles, everything. My parents sent me off for an IQ test, and I did terribly. And they were told that Dean could possibly qualify for training to become a train dispatcher. Now, nothing against train dispatchers, but my parents were just distraught by it. Later on, you know, I've taken IQ tests, and it's it's okay. So I don't know how much I trust the IQ test. And remember, IQ, well, there's probably at least seven different intelligences. And I'm sure many more. It's not just math. It's not just reading. It's design and visual, moving your body through space. There are geniuses in all kinds of things, music and art. So I wouldn't despair. So you're mixing, you know, two things. Sure, you take speed, you will think you're more productive. That's basically what all these remedies are. And, you know, meth wouldn't be as popular as it is. It didn't feel good. And, you know, I remember reading a description of a cop once that when meth came into his beat, he would go up and down the streets. And if you saw a guy who had everything in the garage laid out on the front lawn, you know, and reorganizing and cleaning his garage, you just walk up and bust him. That's somebody taking speed. The most boring tasks, the tasks you would put off forever, become really interesting. I.e., that's why kids seem to behave better in a classroom, because they find the classroom boring, so they take the medication, and they do seem to pay attention and focus a little more. And where that leads in the long term, I don't know. All right. Let's talk to Peck. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Dr. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Long time listener. And a friend of mine has cancer. And then another friend from Australia recommended the herbal tea called Essia. I would like your opinion on that.
Oh, yes. I wouldn't. I would leave the friend alone. It just seems, you know, we want to be helpful. It's a tea. In the beginning of this century, there was a nurse who discovered this was a Canadian Native American recipe. And there's like rhubarb in it and I think sorrel, a bunch of different herbs, and you make a tea, and the claim was it cured cancer. And, of course, I don't think there's any chance that it could cure cancer, but very often people say, well, how do you know? Has anybody done a test on it? And, well, you know, I think the people who propose these things, it's up to them to offer some data. And it's been tried a few times. There was a company that made the stuff, and they were going to do a study, and they never did. I just don't think any tea will ever be capable of curing the wildly growing cells, the DNA changes that occur in the cells that create cancer. If it's to just make this person feel better and feel like they're doing something, I don't know of any harm. You know, it's just a couple of, you know, routine herbs. But my fear is that sometimes people stop their therapy. And then, of course, they die. And there have been a few trials, by the way. You know, the most famous one last couple of years was there was a therapy called the Gonzalez therapy that included herbs and enemas and all kinds of treatments. And a few times in medicine, doctors went and took a group of people, gave some of them, you know, some of those people took the alternative medicine. And some went the standard way with chemotherapy, et cetera, and they compared them head to head. And it was a wipeout. It was a wipeout. It was a lopsided victory that was huge. When they measured how many people were alive in each group after 5 years, it wasn't even close. You think that has made these therapies go away? Nope. People still fall for it. Only because there's more people marketing that, you know, than people marketing rational thinking about cancer. And by the way, if you see this tea and it's labeled as a treatment for cancer, call the cops. That's against the law. That you cannot do. You could say, helps your body fight disease. That's legal, unfortunately. But if you make a claim that this helps cancer, then you're practicing medicine without a license and you can get into trouble. And if you were to give it to her and she got worse and she died and her family found out and got mad at you, you could get in all kinds of trouble. So I know the instinct is to help someone who's got a problem, but there is absolutely zero evidence that this, you know, in my mind, is going to help anybody with cancer. Okay. Quick break, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dina Dell here.
Standing silently on the wharf, a cold drizzle fell on the two watchmakers from New York as they watched their clipper ship sail back into the fog. They had to have doubts. Gold Rush San Francisco was no place for the timid, but now it was home. And from the gritty alleys of the Barbary Coast to the mansions on Nob Hill, George and Samuel Shreve thought it sparkled with opportunity. What began as a modest jewelry store would one day be a legend.
Shreve and Company Jewelers has been the Bay Area's choice for fine jewelry and timepieces since 1852. Whatever the occasion, a gift from Shreve and Company makes it exciting, unforgettable, and always cherished. Seize the opportunity for celebration. Visit Shreve & Company Jewelers, a San Francisco original. Posting Grant off Union Square and in the Stanford Shopping Center, Palo Alto.
We're at the home of John and Judy Waiter.
Oh, hey, hi. How are you?
The waiters always wait to buy just about everything.
She always waits to buy ripe bananas.
So?
They turn brown the same day.
Like they've been waiting to buy new carpet and hardwood at S&G Carpet.
We waited too long.
Missed them paying the sales tax.
Actually, if you act now, S&G will still pay your sales tax.
What?
I said if you act now.
I know, but I think we waited too long to have it installed before the holidays.
Yeah, no time left now.
Yeah.
Actually, during S&G's We'll Have You Floored sales event, S&G can install just about any new carpet, hardwood, laminate, tile, or vinyl before the holidays.
Really?
New floor before the holidays?
Yes.
I can't wait. What?
Shouldn't you too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we should hurry. Right. Go.
Don't wait. In most cases, S&G can have you floored before the holidays, and they'll still pay your sales tax. And as always, S&G will beat any written estimate by 10%.
S&G, more than carpet.
Stop. What are you two waiting for?
Locations.
Oh, sorry. In Almaden, Pleasanton, Cupertino, Santa Clara, or at sgcarpet.com.
TheDoctorForYou.com is the perfect place for
men. Small men, tall men, big men, big men on campus, men who like to camp with us.
At thedoctorforyou.com, you can search for a doctor by the criteria that fit your needs.
Outdoorsy men, indoorsy men, men who still call each other boyo, men who play.
So whether you need to find a specialist for your tennis elbow or you're looking for a doctor who's near your work, you'll find thousands of doctors located throughout Northern California, all in one place.
Men who have been separated from the boys. Good old boys. Men who act like boys. The backstreet boys.
And Sutter Health makes it easy to manage your health with convenient online services so you can view test results, request appointments, and email your doctor.
Tall, dark, and handsome men. Short, dark, and handsome men like me. Men who suffer.
Only at thedoctorforyou.com. Sutter Health. With you for life.
And every other kind of man you can think of. Men.
Make sure your health plan includes the Sutter Health Network, including Sutter East Bay Medical Foundation and Alta Bates Summit Medical Center.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Jill in Minnesota. How you doing, Jill?
Hi.
Hi.
I am calling to get your opinion about the laser combs, if they help with your hair, thinning hair, help with regrowth, thickness.
Yeah, I'm not impressed. I think what happens is that regulatory authorities don't figure it's a serious enough thing to get heavy about it. You know, just trying to regrow some hair, just trying to this, just trying to that. They get heavy with diet pills and stuff like that. And I know the kind of evidence that the companies put up on this, but I'm not impressed at all. If I had a hair loss problem, I would take the medications that already exist. You can rub on and grow hair. That's the most successful thing that I know of, other than, the plug surgery. I know of nothing, and I wish I did, of all the hair regrowth scams, and they go back for hundreds of years, very, very popular. I know nothing that objectively, peer-reviewed science, have shown to be better than or even as good as the couple of medications that are on the market for it. Let's talk to Connie. How you doing, Connie?
There you was a very bad connection. The reason I'm calling, I'm wondering, do you think that the residual effect of inhaling mold, like what might build up in a, in an apartment or in a ceiling as a result of a leak, is do you think there's any harmful effects to that? There was a bill that went to the California State Senate by Debbie Ortiz, and it passed. It was regarding mold in apartments. I'm just wondering, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I think it's a scam. I think it's a bunch of hype and nonsense. And, you know, respiratory physiologists are all upset by this. And think of the lawsuits and the idea of toxic mold. And I remember seeing a lawyer meeting, the head of the meeting, the title of the meeting was Mold is Gold. And that's what drives so many of these phenomena, are the lawyers. And people have lost their homes. There's been hundreds of millions of dollars changing hands. And here's the story on mold. There is one very unusual type of mold that the spores might be toxic to some people in high amounts, but it's not the most common mold you see in apartments. Two, there are people who are allergic to mold. So in a sense, there is a scientific basis that says some mold is bad for you because mold, fungus, you know, all these things can cause people to react if they're allergic or have asthma and stuff like that. But that's same old, we've known that for a long, long time. Three, if you have mold, it means that there's something wrong with the structure. There shouldn't be mold. It means there's moisture. There's a pipe that's leaking, there's a roof that's leaking, and that should be fixed. But the idea that mold in an apartment and it's causing my sex life to go south and making me depressed and all the claims I've seen in the lawsuits, it just, you know, it's just junk science in the courtroom. What can I tell you? You know, it just upsets me when I just see the truth submerge to, you know, fear and pseudoscience. So I did not say the mold is good for you. There are a couple of very rare kinds of molds that might cause inflammation in the lungs, especially in babies, but it's rare. And most of the molds you hear about is just about, you know, it's just about money. And then, of course, I'm not surprised legislators, you know, buy into this stuff. We've seen some incredible laws passed by legislators who don't have a strong background in science. And I don't know what the law is, so I'm not going to condemn anybody at this particular point, but I'll see if I can find it. All right, that's the program. Please join us for the next one, won't you? Till then, as always, be well.
Louisville Slugger has been making bats for Major League Baseball clubs since 1884. Now they're making the first San Francisco Giants World Series champions full-size laser engraved bat. Each bat will have laser engraved Giants marks as well as the 2010 World Series logo with the words 2010 World Series champions laser engraved with the World Series trophy. The bats are individually numbered and limited to 10,000. The bats weigh approximately 32 ounces and are 34 inches in length. This once-in-a-lifetime limited edition Louisville Slugger Collector's Bat is selling for just $129.95. To purchase this historic collectible, call Big Time Bats at 1-866-480-BATS or see them on the web at bigtimebats.com. That's 1-866-480-BATS or on the web at bigtimebats.com. Ask about the two-bat set with free display. Order today and receive free shipping and a 30-day purchase price money-back guarantee. All bats are officially licensed by Major League Baseball Properties Incorporated.
From fresh produce to paper towels, from tender steaks to cereal and frozen foods, at Safeway, you'll find thousands of everyday low prices and club card specials down every aisle. So you'll save more and get everything on your list. Like this week with your club card, Rancher's Reserve Whole Tri-Tip Roast Untrimmed is just $2.69 a pound. And a pound of red ripe tomatoes on the vine is just 87 cents. You'll also find a great deal on selected 12 packs of Pepsi or 7-Up 12-ounce cans. Because right now, they're buy two, get three of equal or lesser value free. Selected sizes and varieties of Campbell's Chunky Soup are buy two, get two of equal or lesser value free.
And selected sizes and varieties of Lay's potato chips are buy one, get one of equal or lesser value free. Quality and low prices. So there's one stop for everything. At Safeway, that's our promise. That's ingredients for life.